Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're about to unpack a really fascinating stack of sources today, all focused on a topic that, well, it touches everyone's daily life. U.S. consumer sentiment. We've pulled together articles, research reports, survey data, you know, from the University of Michigan, the Conference Board, the Fed, TD Economics, AInvest,
Adams Brown, Spectrum News, Al Jazeera.
Right, even a lively Reddit discussion thread. It's quite a mix.
Definitely gives us multiple angles.
So our mission today is to dive into these sources, figure out what they're really telling us about how Americans are feeling about the economy right now.
And why it might matter to you.
Exactly. We want to get behind the headlines. Oh, and before we jump in, a big thank you to Dave Laguerre for producing this deep dive.
Okay, so where should we start? Maybe the headline numbers.
Yeah, let's do that. What are the big surveys saying right now?
Well, the University of Michigan's May survey, it found consumer sentiment sort of stabilized.
Stabilized.
Yeah, after four straight months of declines, the index itself held steady at 52.2 in May, same as April.
But there sounds like a but coming.
There is, because you look at the data, and Spectrum News points this out too, it's still way down from 69.1 just a year ago.
Okay, so stabilized might be technically true, but it's stabilized at a low level. And Spectrum News used the word anxious, right?
Exactly. Anxious despite the stabilization.
Hmm. What about the Conference Board? Are they seeing something similar?
They saw a bit more of a bounce, actually. Their Consumer Confidence Index, it saw a partial rebound in May.
Okay.
Increased by about 12 points to 98.0. Up from 85.7 in April.
Okay.
But again, context matters.
Right, because their press release notes this followed five straight months of decline.
Precisely. So a bit of an uptick in May, yes. But like the UMIC data, still not exactly soaring compared to last year.
So a rebound, but from a pretty low point. And digging into the Conference Board's details, their present situation index went up.
It did. People felt slightly better about current conditions in May.
But the expectations index, the one looking ahead.
That's the key. It surged quite a bit from its April low, but it stayed below that critical threshold of 80.
And AInvest highlighted that, right? That below 80 level often signals a potential recession down the road.
Yeah, it fell to, I think, 54.4 in April, lowest since 2011 before bouncing back only partway to 72.8 in May.
So the present feels a little better, but people are still pretty wary about the future.
Very much so. Guarded is a good word.
Okay, and this is where, for me, it gets really interesting based on the sources.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have reports, like from AInvest and that Fed ES note, talking about a surprisingly resilient labor market. Job openings, steady, low unemployment, wages growing.
Right, the hard data looks okay in many respects.
Yeah, why are consumers still feeling so, well, glum? Even after this small May rebound, TD Economics really digs into this historical disconnect.
Yeah, they point out that sentiment is just much, much lower than you'd normally expect with indicators like low unemployment and, you know, moderate inflation.
They mentioned the misery index, didn't they? Unemployment plus inflation.
They did. It's around 7.1%, which historically should line up with sentiment closer to 92. Not the kind of numbers we're seeing now.
So what's causing this gap? Why the disconnect between the data and the feeling?
Well, the sources point to a few key factors driving this anxiety.
Okay, let's unpack these. First big one seems to be inflation.
Yes, absolutely. And it's crucial to understand the nuance here.
Which is?
Even though the rate of inflation, the speed of increases, has cooled from its peak.
Okay.
The level of prices is still way higher than a few years back. TD Economics actually puts a number on it.
Yeah.
Prices are up 20% in the most recent 4 years. Compare that to just 9.1% in the 4 years before that.
Wow, 20%.
And you feel that most on the things you buy all the time, like groceries. Research TD sites confirms people are really sensitive to those everyday costs.
And Spectrum News found, what was it, 38% of consumers feel high prices have already eroded their finances?
That's the figure. So people feel the hit already taken.
And it doesn't sound like they expect things to get better quickly.
No, expectations for inflation remain pretty high. UMIC had year-ahead expectations at 6.6% in May.
Hmm.
The Conference Board was 6.5% in May, which was actually down from a spike to 7% in April, but still elevated.
And Al Jazeera mentioned long-term expectations in the UMIC survey hit a peak in April, highest since 91.
Yes, they settled back slightly in May, but still historically high. People feel the pain now, and importantly, they expect it to continue.
You know, that Federal Reserve Fed ES note had a really interesting angle on this.
What was that?
It suggested consumers' well-being, how they feel, is actually more sensitive to changes in their local inflation than to wage growth or unemployment. especially recently.
Hmm, that makes intuitive sense.
And they even cited some research suggesting the official CPI might be understating the pain people feel.
How so?
Because it doesn't fully capture the rising cost of money. You know, the higher interest rates you pay now on mortgages, car loans, credit cards.
Ah, right. That research, TD Economics and the FedEZ Note authors both mentioned it. The idea is, if you factored in interest costs like they used to historically,
yeah,
perceived inflation could have peaked way higher than the official 9.1%, maybe closer to 18%, and might feel more like 8% now, still much higher than the official rate.
So it's about the total cost of living, not just the sticker prices.
Exactly. That seems to be hitting home.
Okay, so high price levels, past erosion of finances, expectations of more inflation, huge factors. What else are those sources pointing to? Tariffs seem to pop up a lot.
Absolutely. Tariffs were cited as a top concern in write-in responses for the conference board. AMVest mentioned it too.
And people basically get that tariffs mean higher prices for them, right?
Generally, yes. The UMIC survey, referenced by Spectrum News, found consumers mostly expect those costs to be passed through.
And it was interesting timing. Spectrum News and Al Jazeera both reported sentiment started improving in the second half of May.
Right after President Trump announced that 90-day pause on some Chinese import tariffs.
So there seems to be a direct link there.
UMIC data showed views on short-term business conditions definitely improved after that announcement.
But it wasn't a magic bullet, I guess.
No. The conference board noted that even in May, people were still worried about tariffs, increasing prices, and having negative impacts, though they also hoped for future trade deals.
And Al Jazeera really laid out the specifics, didn't they? The 10% baseline, 145% on China, tariffs on Canada, Mexico, autos, steel, plus retaliation.
Right. These aren't abstract economic policies for people. They translate into potential costs. The director of the Survey of Consumers was even quoted linking earlier drops in sentiment directly to the trade wars.
Okay, so prices, tariffs, what else? Interest rates.
Yep, they're intertwined. TD Economics highlights that rising rates make big purchases on credit homes, cars much more expensive.
Which feeds back into that cost of money idea from the Fed note.
Exactly. And AInvest points out the dilemma this creates for the Fed. Confidence is shaky, but the job market isn't collapsing. What do they do with rates?
Yeah, tricky spot. And then there was this other idea from TD Economics, the referred pain hypothesis.
Right. This is the idea that it's not just about the economy in a narrow sense.
You know, meaning
things like political uncertainty, maybe general distrust, cultural conflicts, just a feeling that things are unstable long term.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe stemming from living through big shocks like the financial crisis, the pandemic. That all this non-economic stuff is dragging down economic sentiment, too.
You know, that really connected with some of the comments on that Reddit thread we looked at. People talking about, like, political insanity, fears about climate change, feeling the economy is arbitrary after COVID. One user literally talked about hopelessness leading them to spend like they'll never pay it back.
Wow. That's a strong sentiment.
It is. And the source is also making clear this feeling isn't uniform, right? Political affiliation seems to matter.
Yes. Adams Brown, Al Jazeera, the conference board all mention significant differences in sentiment based on political party.
The conference board said the May rebound was broadest among Republicans.
Yes, though broad-based overall. But Al Jazeera reported specific numbers for April showing a huge gap. The index for Democrats was down at 34.1. while for Republicans, it was 81.9.
And just to be clear, we're just reporting what the sources found here.
Absolutely. These sources simply note that this political divergence in economic views exists. It adds another layer of complexity to the overall picture.
Okay. So sentiment is low, but maybe bottoming out, driven by prices, tariffs, rates, this general unease, all despite decent job numbers. Let's talk more about jobs. Are people feeling secure?
That's another really fascinating disconnect the sources reveal.
Because the overall market looks stable.
Right, but consumer expectations about jobs are actually quite negative.
Really?
Yeah. Spectrum News reported that for 3 months running, about two-thirds of consumers, 64%, expect business conditions to worsen over the next year. And about the same number expect unemployment to rise.
Two-thirds expecting unemployment to rise. That's a lot.
It's a huge jump from November 2023. And Al Jazeera said, those expectations of rising unemployment are the highest they've been since 2009.
Since the Great Recession.
Wow. It shows a deep level of worry about the future job market, even if the present looks okay.
And what about their own incomes? Are people expecting raises?
Less so. Spectrum found fewer than half expect their own incomes to grow. There's a worry about stagnation setting in.
Hmm. Did the FedEZ note add anything there?
It did. It showed that while folks without college degrees saw higher nominal wage growth after the pandemic, higher inflation for that same group meant their real wage gains, what they could actually buy, ended up pretty similar across education levels.
Ah, so inflation ate up those bigger raises for some.
Pretty much. The note also found homeowners seem more sensitive to shifts in both inflation and wage growth compared to renters. Their well-being fluctuates more.
Okay, so despite the current job data, people are worried about future jobs, future income. But are they still spending? Because that seems like another contradiction.
Yes. That's a point many sources bring up. Reddit, TD Economics. Consumer spending has largely held up, kind of defying all this pessimism.
Why? Why would you spend if you're feeling so worried about everything?
Well, the sources float a few possible reasons.
Like what?
Some speculation on Reddit was that people expect prices to just keep going up, maybe because of tariffs.
So like a buy it now before it gets even more expensive mentality?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Or maybe even that spend it while it's worth something idea.
Yeah.
AInvest did note purchases of big ticket items like appliances edged up in April, possibly linked to buying ahead of tariff hikes.
And the conference board found purchase plans increased in May.
Yeah, for homes, cars, vacations, services plans were notably up.
Is debt feeling any of this, given the affordability concerns?
That Reddit discussion definitely flagged rapidly rising credit card debt and the risk of people using HELOCs, home equity lines credit.
Borrowing against their houses.
Exactly, which is risky. The conference board asked about coping mechanisms in May. Around a quarter said they dug into savings.
Okay.
Another quarter postponed major purchases. But interestingly, over a third said they'd actually put money aside.
So a mixed bag there, too. Some savings, some dipping into savings, some delaying things.
And it seems to differ by income. The conference board found wealthier households, say over 125K income, were more likely to be saving or maybe buying ahead of tariffs.
Well, less wealthy households.
More likely to be using savings or postponing purchases. It highlights the pressure on different groups.
And it sounds like affordability, just being able to pay for things, is maybe the biggest stressor overall.
That's what the conference board's May question strongly suggested. People were significantly more anxious about the affordability of goods and services than about losing their jobs.
How much more?
Nearly half worried about not being able to afford necessities or desired items. Less than a quarter were primarily worried about job loss.
That really puts the focus back on prices and purchasing power.
It certainly does.
Okay, so let's try to recap this deep dive. We've got consumer sentiment that's been low, took some big hits, but maybe stabilized in May.
Right. And sources like UMIC and the conference board suggest that stabilization might be partly linked to shifts in trade policy, like that tariff pause.
But this low sentiment persists despite other data showing relatively stable job numbers, GDP growth.
A real disconnect. And the drivers seem to be, first and foremost, high prices, both the current level and the expectation they'll stay high or rise further.
Plus the impact of tariffs, rising interest rates making borrowing costly.
And this broader sense of unease, that referred pain idea from TD Economics, maybe tied to politics, global instability, just a general feeling of uncertainty.
Which we saw echoed in some of those Reddit comments about hopelessness. And layered on top of that are these really negative expectations about future job prospects and income growth, even if today's stats look okay.
Exactly. Highest pessimism about future unemployment since 2009, according to Al Jazeera's report on the UMIC data.
And yet, people are still spending.
Yeah, which might be driven by trying to beat future price hikes, or maybe using savings or credit.
Or maybe even that darker view from Reddit spending now, because the future feels too uncertain to save for.
It's a possibility raised in the discussion.
Yeah.
And we also saw how these trends hit different groups differently. Homeowners versus renters, different income levels.
It really shows how looking at the stack of sources gives you a much richer, more, well, nuanced picture than just one headline number.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The surveys capture the what? But digging into the reports, the Fed notes, even the Reddit thread, helps understand the why.
You can find links to all the articles, reports, surveys we talked about today on our website. We really encourage you to explore them yourself.
Definitely worth digging into.
And please like and share this deep dive. Leave your comments on the website. Let us know what stood out to you.
Understanding the nuance behind the numbers is just so key to grasping the full picture.
It really is. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We look forward to diving into another stack of sources with you next time.
And maybe here's something to think about as you go about your day based on what we've discussed.
Yeah.
Is it possible that what consumers feel about the economy, This complex mix of anxiety, price sensitivity, future worries is actually a more accurate predictor of where things are heading than the official numbers we're seeing right now.